that's sudden elevation normally, a mound they might call something.
I see. But a great big one, much larger than a hill, that's a regular.
Mountain?
Yeah. What about the rocky side of a mountain that drops off very sharply? You'd say that's
a cliff.
And a low place in the mountains where a road might go across, what might you call that?
A valley or a gap.
Or maybe something else, say the old gunfighters that you read about, every time they shot somebody, they carved them in the
notch.
Whatever you call that.
No, not really. We don't have any doubt here. In reading about North Carolina, I've read in a place of somebody something notch or something, but I picked that up somewhere else.
And a place in the mountains where water would fall a long distance, you call that?
A waterfall.
Here in Baldwin County, do you have what sort of road system would you say the county has as far as...
Means good, bad?
Well, bad at the surface.
Most of it, I call asphalt, blacktop.
Any other name for that sticky substance?
Tar. Sure. It's really macadam, but don't many people use that word. Did you know that?
No, sure do.
I think that may be a British term.
Well, are any of the roads made out of this hard white substance, you know?
Cement?
Yeah.
Concrete? Very few anymore down here are. Most of the technically the local name they call is blacktop.
Right.
Blacktop road. So we don't blacktop a road. It's probably more common than calling it asphalt.
Any roads around here have a surface consisting of just, a lot of small rocks?
Gravel.
Yeah.
Gravel roads. They're not very many. Because we don't have a lot of gravel down here. We call them clay roads.
What about some with no surface at all?
Just a dirt road.
Right. Have some of those?
Oh, yeah. Or trail road.
Well, say if you were out traveling along the public road in the country, a little road that goes off that road, what would you call it?
Side road.
Or say if on a farm, a place where cattle would walk along coming in from the pasture, they would walk along this
cow path, yeah.
Or a place,
a trail.
Sure. Or one, to say something that goes off the main road up to a man's house, you'd call that a
driveway.
Or a place in the residential area where people walk alongside the street, that would be a
sidewalk.
Around here, do you have a bit of grass between the street and the sidewalk?
Some places, yeah.
Is that called anything particular?
No, I don't recall that ever being referred to. Curving, maybe?
Have you heard the term tree lawn?
Tree lawn? No.
Say if out in the country you're walking along and you saw a crow getting after a farmer's corn, you might reach down and pick up a
gun.
Or just if you walk along.
Or a rock.
Sure.
Throw it at him, yeah. Rock.
Ever heard any other term to describe that action? Throw it or
chunking.
Yeah. Does it mean the same thing?
Yeah. Chunk, throw.
Yeah. Or say if
chunk it, yeah.
Right. Or say if somebody walked up to you outside, you were working in the yard looking for your wife, you might say, well, I'm sorry, but she's not...
Not here?
Or she's not
at home?
Or if you'd say, well, she's not out here in the yard working, she's in the kitchen.
Or beyond her, or in there.
Or what if she were
in the house?
This.
Yeah, she's not at home, but she's in the house.
Right. This hot beverage that people drink at breakfast, that's...
Coffee.
How do you take yours if you were ordering it? You'd order
black.
You ever heard...
Or straight.
Same thing. You ever heard people order it barefooted?
No.
Straight or black?
I never heard that.
Or say if you wanted your coffee, if you wanted milk in your coffee, you'd say, I'd like my coffee.
Cream? Milk? I guess.
Sure. Or if somebody's not going away from you, you say he's coming.
Toward me.
Or somebody that you just happened to meet, you say, well, I wasn't looking for old so-and-so, I just sort of ran
into him.
And,
or ran up on him or something. Ran into him, probably.
Right. And say if a child is given the same name that his father has, you say the parents named the child.
Something. For the father.
And this animal that y'all are blessed with, you call that a one that barks.
The dog? Yeah.
Particular name for a dog that's not a pure breed?
A mutt. Or a mongrel. Mutt, probably.
You ever heard people in general call a small one that, you know, makes a lot of noise and gets underneath your feet? And
a fice?
Right. Is that a general term or what?
I think, really, it's a small, noisy dog.